Item: on Sundays, we aired a few seconds of the famous edition of Hancock's Half Hour, Sunday Afternoon at Home.
Oh, I'm fed up.
Then we asked in passing, was this the best of Hancock? That's when the trouble started. James Hudson emailed, there's little doubt that the best is The Wild Man of the Woods. Ray McNaughton reminded me it was all the work of Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, so we rang them to ask their opinion. Then we discovered that a film script they'd written for Tony Hancock at the height of his fame is to be read in public for the first time next weekend. In a radio first, we'll hear the lead actor with some of his lines, but first I asked the boys themselves how they rate Sunday Afternoon at Home. Alan's is the first voice you hear after Tony Hancock himself.
Oh, dear. All you did, really, on a Sunday, all you did, really, was wait for Monday.
Oh, dear. We knew that he could do that perfectly, moaning and groaning.
Oh, dear me.
But they'd given him something really to moan and groan about, like Sunday Afternoon. It was lovely for us to do.
We started with him just, yawning and sighing. The more we moan, the more they laugh. So we got away with a page with nothing and got about 6 or 7 laughs from it.
Oh, dear me.
How long is a good pause?
Well, I tell you, the greatest pause on the radio, as I remember it, was the Jack Benny show, about 1939, and Jack Benny built up this reputation of being extremely mean.
Mister, put down that gun. Shut up. Now, come on. Your money or your life? Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
Biggest love ever heard from a pulse.
So as a writer, a page of size is still £5.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, pay by the minute, not by the word.
How do you rate Sunday Afternoon at Home? We were discussing it, and our listeners have got strong views. Where do you place it?
I think Sunday Afternoon at Home was one of our better efforts.
1:01. And the time drag. Oh, I do hate Sundays. I'll be glad when it's over.
I suppose the blood donor, that's the one that most people remember.
I understand we get tea and biscuits after.
Yes?
But no badge.
No.
Can we just talk about some lines that you like? I mean, in Sunday Afternoon at Home, the fact that he then gets away with saying...
I don't care very much for Monday either.
I'd forgotten that line. Did we say that?
Yeah. Oh. One of my favourite bits has nothing to do with the boredom of Sunday Afternoon, but when the next door neighbour comes in, who's played by Kenneth Williams.
Good afternoon, all.
He has a little conversation with Tony where he said, of course, he said, I think, personally, that you were at your best 5 years ago.
Oh, you were very funny in those days. Still, I don't suppose you're bothered, eh? You've made your pile, I expect.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm rolling in it, yes. No need to work again for a fortnight.
When you read the script, how much laughter was there in the room with, say, with Tony Hancock and Sid James?
Well, the laughter from them was absolutely amazing. We had a cast of very good laughers, not by design, they just happened.
Spudger got... I never get that.
Tony, he would roll on the floor laughing.
Smudger got the chicken at the cookhouse.
Can you hear it now, that sort of laughter?
Absolutely, they all had a completely different one. Kenneth Williams brayed, Bill guffawed, and Hancock just, he cried, he used to, the tears would be rolling down his, and Sid, would just, that would be, well, I tell you, it was a wonderful feeling for us, because we're sort of sitting there around the table thinking, we did this.
Oh dear, I'll never forget that,
There was something also we know very glum and dark about Tony Hancock, and let's talk, if we can, about a script of yours he rejected, and it's going to be revived next weekend.
It was a film, and it was going to be his next film. We wrote The Rebel.
I did that from memory. That is Winning as I See Them.
Oh, you poor man. Oh, fancy knocking around with women like that.
Look, I'm not one of the realist school of art. I'm an impressionist.
Well, it don't impress me.
Hancock suddenly said he would like to be recognised in America.
And what was it called?
The Day Off.
The Day Off. We've been allowed to preview it for the first time. We've got a little recording which we're going to be playing. But can you tell us the plot?
There's a clue in the title. There's no plot whatsoever. Tony was going to play a bus conductor. He wakes up one morning and he panics because he's late for work rushes down the stairs to rush out of the house when his landlady stops him and says, where are you going? It's your day off. And I imagine then we would get the credit titles. Mm.
Was it funny, do you remember?
Was it funny, yeah. We never kept things going if we thought, no, this is not it.
Well, we didn't get any reaction at all, and that is what gave us the Cruello, because normally he would really ring on the phone and say, oh, marvellous, great. This time, nothing happened.
So here we are talking about how you made Silence's work on the radio. He greeted your script with a silence.
That was bad news. Finally, I think we must have made contact with him. He said, yeah, I've read it. He said, well, what do you think? And that immediately told us that he didn't like it. He obviously decided that this wasn't international.
Because it was about...
Too parochial, it was about a London bus conductor. And
did they even have bus conductors in America?
Well, probably not, I don't know. But he finished up doing a film about a Punch and Judy man in Bognor in the winter. So, I mean, how international is that? Anyway, that's not... That's the reason we, the last thing we ever wrote for Tony Knowles. Because the next thing we wrote for the BBC was Comedy Playhouse, out of which came a little show called Steptoe and Son.
Yes.
And that was it. That was the end. So the day off was the last thing we actually wrote for him. But we put it into our files and forgot all about it.
His rejection of the script was something that I think he had other thoughts about us being in anyway.
Was there a part of you, Ray, who loved Tony Hancock and loathed Tony Hancock?
That's a very naughty question, isn't it? If I did ever dislike him, it wouldn't be for long. It would be for the afternoon or the evening or something like that. It wouldn't carry on.
Do you forgive him for rejecting it, Alan?
Yeah, totally. We, in a way, rejected it ourselves because we left it alone for 50 years, mainly because it was written for him.
When the two of you have had disagreements, have you sorted them out with Silence?
Yes, always. Always. And in the end, sometimes we forgot why we were silent and what it was, or whose turn was it to speak.
We wasted so much time in our younger days. Instead of saying, no, I don't like that, we say nothing. It's a bit like Hancock, really, not reacting until he was forced to.
Where's my licorice all sorts?
And thanks to Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. The first reading of the full script that we heard about takes place at the British Film Institute next Sunday as part of the London Comedy Film Festival. The nice people there have lent us not just a few lines, but the lead actor, Tom Goodman Hill. So here, revealed to the public for the first time, is The Day Off.
My day off. Might as well make the most of it. 24 hours all to myself, no one to bother me, do just exactly as I like. Go where I want. A free man. To get up or not to get up, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the lumps and bumps of rotten mattresses or to jump out onto the sea of lino and, by pounding about, flatten it. No, I'll get up. Yeah, that's it. I'll get up. Right, I'll get up then. Yes. Once you've made a decision, no point hanging about. I shall get up.
Tom Goodman Hill. The winner of this week's quiz is Linda Lecoq. The answer, the Met Police spending £16,000 calling the speaking clock last year.